This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome to Fox and Food.
I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News. While most people are just gearing up for their Thanksgiving feast, Joy of Cooking co-author Megan Scott is almost ready to move on.
I have to be honest, we have cooked probably half a dozen turkeys already this year.
Scott and her husband, John Becker, who revised the classic cookbook for its 9th edition, in fact, have tested some 2,000 recipes, developed hundreds more over the 9 years they've spent working on the book written by Becker's great-grandmother.
Instead of brining, we like to do something called dry brining, where you just rub the skin with a lot of salt and leave it in the refrigerator for at least 24 hours, but up to 48 hours. And it really dries out the skin. And that way, when you roast the turkey, it actually gets very, very brown. So you've prepared the skin to get brown and crispy, which to us is the most important part.
Becker likes putting a garlic herb paste under the skin.
Put like a little bit of oil in there, just enough so that the flavors from the herbs kind of get released. But that's just barely enough to keep it together. Loosen the skin. You know, it's kind of an ordeal to, you know, get to spoon it underneath. But it's definitely worth it. Getting the dark meat to the point of doneness and keeping the breast nice and moist, that is like the trick.
That's the tricky part. Yeah. So normally we'll check the temperature several times when it's cooking. And if we find that for example, the breasts are done, they're at the perfect temperature, but the legs still need some time because the legs really need to cook to a higher temperature than the breast to taste and look and have the right texture. So we'll take the turkey out, actually cut off the legs at the hip joint and put the legs back in the oven while the breast rests. And that really helps you get like perfect doneness throughout. Yeah, we definitely are fans of carving in the kitchen and then bringing out the platter.
For those stressed out over the number of guests coming, just remember, it's all relative.
In the days before Christmas, there's about 20,000 people that come through the White House for the events there.
Former White House pastry chef Bill Yassas, now chef owner of Palais Restaurant by Perfect Pie in Manhattan. Yassas, starting at the White House in 2007 under the Bush administration when he was named executive pastry chef and continuing through President Obama's second term, with his creations enjoyed by heads of state, White House staffers, and countless others. His tip for getting ahead is to make ahead things that will keep, like when it comes to the iconic Thanksgiving dessert.
So these are professional methods that we use in restaurants. In the case of pies, which is one of my specialties, you can certainly make the pie dough. And I would say make it, and then while it's still malleable and kind of easy to roll out, you could roll it into sheets. That's what we do. Or even what is possible is I use this method that I talk about in my books, where you can you shape the dough, put it into the pie shell, and then pre-bake it about halfway. So that means about 20 minutes at 350 degrees. And then so there you have it, that it's half baked, so it's still not that crispy and flaky where it will break up. But then you can freeze those, wrap them well, of course, so you avoid freezer burn. And then when you pull them out of the freezer, then you can fill them with your pie filling, put the top layer of raw dough on, and then bake the whole thing to order. So you've saved like 50% of the time by doing any of those things, making the pie dough in advance and rolling it out, or even pre-baking the bottom shell.
And while smaller birds are easier to cook than larger ones, just think of all the leftovers you'll be missing out on. Chef Andrew Hunter with Nyman Ranch.
I'm a big fan of a frittata, where you can slice sweet Italian sausage, slice it into little wheels, saute it in a pan until it's caramelized and really nice and flavorful, add some roasted red peppers and some fresh herbs, and then pour eggs on top and bake it. It's really easy. It's easier. Frittatas are easier than omelets. And then once it's firm to the touch, you let it cool a little bit and flip it out over onto a plate so the sausage and peppers and herbs are on top now. And then shred some fresh Parmesan over the top. And then if it's a big enough pan, you can cut it into wedges.
Hunter pointing out Nyman Ranch sausage is for meat that's humanely raised by family farmers and ranchers, also hormone and antibiotic free. Now, a Mexican twist works well, according to Chef Danny Mena, who explains.
In Mexico, really before the Spanish came, there weren't any chickens, there wasn't any beef, there wasn't any pork. But so turkey was a native animal to American continent. So there's a lot of dishes with turkey.
Mena of Echo and Dumbo, and author of Made in Mexico.
You shred the turkey, mm-hmm. and you stuff it into a tortilla, and you put enchiladas in their sauce. One of my favorites, I think, is what they call enchiladas suizas. So in Mexico, it means you add cheese to it.
Okay.
So it's like our way of paying homage to that culture. So enchiladas suizas are basically a sauce that's like tomato, onion, garlic and some sort of chili. I usually like serrano. And then when you're done cooking, you add some like shredded cheese and it kind of gets this really like sort of creamy, unctuous sort of sauce. And then when you roast the enchiladas with the sauce on it, it all starts to kind of sizzle up. And then you add a little more fresh cheese on top. And it's just a beautiful sort of sauce that really, really, you can't go wrong with anything that you put into it. With the bones, with something that's a very traditional, also festive meal in Mexico is pozole. Pozole is a hominy and usually pork soup, but you can do it really easily with the turkey bones.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just kind of boil those, you crack them up a little, you put them into a pot, you boil them for like 2-3 hours, and you have this wonderful sort of stock.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can cook that with hominy, and then you add a little shredded turkey, add a little oregano, which is kind of one of the major components and flavoring of pozole.
Mm-hmm.
And you have yourself a beautiful dish that's completely transformed from something that you had the day before.
That turkey, also great stuffed in a crescent roll like a Thanksgiving ring or in a lasagna. I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News, and this is Fox and Food.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.